Side 2. Lesson 73. Happy birthday, Billy. Sandy and Sue are going to Billy's house. It's Billy's birthday. Billy's 9 years old today. Happy birthday, Billy, Sandy says. Happy birthday, Billy, Sue says. Here is a present for you, Sandy says. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Sue, Billy says. Billy is opening his present. Is it a jack-in-the-box? He asks. No, it isn't, Sue answers. It's a car, Billy says. And it's made of chocolate. Lesson 75. Three cheers for Billy. The children are enjoying Billy's birthday party. They're wearing funny hats. They're laughing and playing games. Now they're eating sandwiches, cake, and biscuits. They're drinking lemonade, too. Billy's birthday cake is very big. There are 9 candles on it. Can you blow out the candles? Sandy asks. Of course I can, Billy answers. Watch me. 3 cheers for Billy, Sandy shouts.
Hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hooray!
Lesson 77. Shh, be quiet.
Let's go into the storeroom, Sandy.
All right, Sue.
Where's your torch, Sandy?
Here it is.
Look, Sandy. I can see a man standing beside that box. Turn on your torch, Sandy.
You're right, Sue. There's a man standing beside that box.
Shh. Be quiet. Come with me.
Look, it's only an old hat and an old coat.
Lesson 79. Ugh.
Is there any sugar in my tea, Sue?
Taste it, Sandy.
Ugh. It's not very nice. This isn't tea. It's coffee. Sandy, what are you drinking?
He's drinking Dad's coffee, Mum.
Give me that cup, please, Sandy. It's not very nice, Mum. There isn't any milk or sugar in it.
Lesson 81. Sue helps Mother.
What are you doing, Mum?
I'm making some sandwiches for tea.
Let me help you, Mum. I can cut the bread.
All right, Sue. Sue, those slices are very thick. Give me the bread knife, please. Bring me some jam.
Yes, Mum. Mum, Sandy's eating the jam. The jar's nearly empty.
Lesson 83. Billy draws Miss Williams.
Pass me some white chalk, Sandy. I can draw Miss Williams. Now pass me some blue chalk and some red chalk.
Billy, what are you doing?
I'm drawing Miss Williams.
Is that me, Billy?
Yes, Miss Williams. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Billy. It's a nice picture. My eyes are blue, Billy, but my nose isn't red. Sit down, please.
Lesson 85. A picture of Billy.
Take out a piece of paper, children. Now you can all draw a picture. What are you drawing, Tom?
A football match, Miss Williams.
What are you drawing, Sandy?
Billy's birthday party.
Who's this?
It's Billy. He's holding a bar of chocolate in his right hand and a bottle of lemonade in his left hand.
Lesson 87. Mother's Shopping List.
What are you doing, Mum?
I'm making a shopping list, Sue.
Let me help you.
All right, Sue. Open that cupboard. Is there any jam or honey in the cupboard?
There isn't much jam, but there's a lot of honey.
Are there any apples and oranges in that bowl?
There aren't many oranges, but there are a lot of apples.
Sugar, tea, jam, oranges.
And bananas for Sandy and me.
Lesson 89. Flour on the floor. Mother is still making her shopping list. Sue is still helping her.
Is there any butter in the refrigerator?
There's very little, Mum.
Are there any tomatoes in the refrigerator?
There are very few, Mum.
Is there any flour in that tin?
Yes, there's a lot.
Be careful, Sue.
I'm sorry, Mum.
Never mind, Sue.
There isn't much flour in the tin now.
No, but there's a lot on the floor.
Lesson 91. Beans or ice cream?
Some meat, potatoes, and beans for Sue.
Thanks, Mum.
Some meat, potatoes, and beans for Sandy.
I don't like beans, Mum. I don't want any.
There's some ice cream in the refrigerator, Sandy. Do you want any?
Yes, please.
Then eat some beans. Or I can't give you any ice cream.
Do you want any beans now, Sandy?
Yes, please. I want a lot of beans. And I want a lot of ice cream, too.
Lesson 93. Don't forget your change.
Go and buy a large tube of toothpaste and a small bar of soap, please, Sue. Here's some money.
Thanks, Mum. Good morning, Mr. Green.
Good morning, Sue.
My mother wants a tube of toothpaste and a small bar of soap, please.
A large tube or a small one, Sue?
She wants a large one, please.
Here you are, Sue.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Goodbye.
Sue?
Yes, Mr. Green?
Don't forget your change. Lesson 95. The Snowman.
Come to the window quickly, Sandy. It's snowing. Mum, you want some buttons, please?
And a carrot.
Do you want a lot of buttons, Sue?
No, I don't want very many.
We want Dad's old hat, too.
And an old pipe.
What are you doing, children?
We're making a snowman, Mum.
His eyes are black buttons.
And his nose is a carrot.
Lesson 97. It's time for bed.
Hurry up, children. It's time for bed.
Oh, we're not sleepy, Mum.
I don't want to go to bed. I want to watch television.
I want to watch television, too.
All right, then. You can watch television for 10 minutes.
Are the children in bed, Betty?
No, they're watching television.
Sandy, Sue, it's time for bed. Look at them. They're both fast asleep.
Lesson 99. Wake up, Billy.
Look at this boy. His name's Paul. He's a French boy. Now look at this map of the world. This country is France. Paul comes from France. The capital city of France is Paris. Paul lives in Paris. What language does Paul speak, Billy?
He speaks German, Miss Williams.
Wake up, Billy. You're not paying attention. Paul speaks French.
Lesson 101. Simon never kept, but Billy...
Here's your exercise book, Billy. You're often careless. Look at these mistakes. Don't laugh at Billy, Sandy. Whose is this exercise book?
It's Sandy's, Miss Williams.
Sandy, put your name on the cover. You are sometimes careless, too. Look at Simon's exercise book. Simon's never careless. His work is always neat and tidy. Billy, you naughty boy.
Lesson 103. Which season do you like best?
Look at the blackboard, children. What's the weather like in spring, Sandy?
It's often warm, Miss Williams.
What's the weather like in summer?
It's often hot.
What's it like in autumn, Tom?
It's often cool.
What's it like in winter, Billy?
It's often cold.
Which season do you like best, Billy? Spring, summer, autumn, or winter?
I like winter. That's the football season.
Lesson 105. The school year. There are four terms in the school year. The autumn term, the winter term, the spring term, and the summer term. The first term is the autumn term. The autumn term begins in September and ends in December. The second term is the winter term. The winter term begins in January and ends in April. The third term is the spring term. The spring term begins in May and ends in July. The fourth term is the summer term. The summer term begins in July and ends in September. Sandy and Sue like the summer term best. They are always on holiday then. They always go to the seaside. Lesson 107. North, South, East, and West.
Look at this map of Britain. This is the north. It often snows in the north. This is the south. The sun often shines in the south. This is the east. The wind often blows in the east. This is the west. It often rains in the west. In winter, the sun always rises late and always sets early. The days are short and the nights are long. In summer, the sun always rises early and always sets late. The days are long and the nights are short.
Lesson 109. They don't always go to sleep. The clerks always get up early every day. In the morning, Father always goes to work. Sandy and Sue always go to school. Mother usually stays at home. At midday, Sandy and Sue always eat their lunch at school. In the afternoon, Sandy and Sue always come home from school. They usually arrive home early. In the evening, Sandy and Sue always do their homework. At night, they go to bed early. But they don't always go to sleep. Lesson 111. A holiday. It is 7 o'clock. Sandy and Sue usually get up early every day. But today, it is a holiday. It is 9:15. Sandy and Sue usually go to school in the morning, but this morning they are walking to the park. It is 4:15. Sandy and Sue usually come home from school in the afternoon, but this afternoon they are playing in the park. It is 6:30. Sandy and Sue usually do their homework in the evening, but this evening they are watching television. It is 8:15. Sandy and Sue usually go to bed early at night, but tonight they're playing a game. They are playing Snakes and Ladders. Lesson 113. A flat tire. Miss Williams is driving her car to school. Suddenly, she stops. "That's funny," she says. She gets out of her car. "Oh, dear," she says. "It's 8:40. I can't get to school on time this morning." Then a car stops behind her. It's Mr. Crisp. "What's the matter?" Mr. Crisp asks. "Look," Miss Williams says, "a flat tire." "It doesn't matter," Mr. Crisp says. "Come in my car." Lesson 115. The Week. Monday mornings are usually terrible. Father always gets up late, and he's always in a hurry. On Tuesday, Mother usually goes to the shop. On Wednesday, Sandy and Sue always play games at school. On Thursday, Miss Jones always gives Sue her piano lesson. Sue likes this lesson very much. On Friday, Miss Jones always gives Sandy his piano lesson. Sandy doesn't like it at all. Saturday and Sunday are the best days of the week. The family usually spend a quiet weekend at home. Lesson 117. The Weather Forecast.
It's Saturday tomorrow. What are we going to do tomorrow?
Let's ask Mum.
We're going to spend the day at the seaside.
The seaside?
Hooray!
Let's listen to the weather forecast first. Turn the television on, Sue.
Here is the weather forecast for tomorrow. It's going to snow in the north, and it's going to rain in the south.
Oh!
Never mind, children.
We can go to the cinema instead.
Lesson 119. Fixing the clock.
That clock doesn't work. What are you going to do with it, Betty?
I'm going to take it to the watchmaker's next week.
Don't take it to the watchmaker's. Give it to me. I can fix it.
What are you doing, Dad?
I'm fixing this clock.
Is it nearly ready now, Jim?
No, Betty. I can't put all these pieces together.
Oh, Jim. Give me all the pieces. I'm going to take them to the watchmakers at once.
Thank you. 伴随你走向世界，爱未来，爱未来。
听力课堂欢迎你，
听力课堂欢迎你，
听啊点啊。